Ladies and gentlemen, would you please stand for Her Excellency Ms. Quinton Brice, Governor General of the Commonwealth of Australia. Please be seated. Award of the Victoria Cross for Australia, Trooper Mark Donaldson, for most conspicuous acts of gallantry in action in a circumstance of great peril in Afghanistan as part of the Special Operations Task Force during Operation Slipper, Oruzgan Province, Afghanistan. On the 2nd of September 2008, Trooper Donaldson was outstanding in the manner in which he fought during a prolonged and effective enemy ambush. On numerous occasions, he deliberately drew the enemy's fire in order to allow wounded soldiers to be moved to safety. As the battle raged around him, he saw that a coalition force interpreter was lying motionless on exposed ground. With complete disregard for his own safety, on his own initiative and alone, Trooper Donaldson ran back 80 metres across exposed ground to rescue the interpreter and carry him back to a vehicle. Trooper Donaldson then rejoined his patrol and continued to engage the enemy while remaining exposed to heavy enemy fire. Trooper Donaldson's acts of exceptional gallantry in the face of accurate and sustained enemy fire ultimately saved the life of a coalition force interpreter and ensured the safety of the other members of the combined Afghan, United States and Australian force. Trooper Donaldson's actions on this day displayed exceptional courage in circumstances of great peril. His actions were of the highest accord and are in keeping with the finest traditions of the Special Operations Command, the Australian Army and the Australian Defence Force. Trooper Mark Donaldson awarded the Victoria Cross for Australia. Ladies and gentlemen, the Governor General of Australia.
Trooper Mark Donaldson, VC. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. Trooper Donaldson, the people with you this morning come from the deepest and warmest layers of your life, the highest ranks of your calling, and the judiciary and Parliament of the nation you serve. We gather round you to distinguish your actions and to honour the individual they speak of, the person you are, your undertaking, your way of living. We are here to dedicate your contribution, your unconditional surrender to duty and humanity, your abandonment of your own necessities so that others may be secured, your courage, generosity, compassion. All of these things, while enthralled to peril's brutal glare and might, all of these things without moment for reflection or concert. All of these things, not for yourself, but for those whom peril crushed in your midst, for us, your fellow countrymen and women. Trooper Donaldson, we come here to observe and admire you, not to ogle or pry. We acknowledge what is private in a public domain, what is intimate in a record that will forever endure. We are here to learn from you, though we can never fully understand. And we express our love for you, though we can never fully respond to that which you have already given. We award you a decoration whose words are reserved for the incomparable and the unsurpassed, words whose integrity is untouched by vernacular. Gallantry, valour, self-sacrifice, devotion to duty. These are the tenets of the Victoria Cross for Australia, and you have met their rigour. Today will pass, as has the 2nd of September 2008. Yet they will always remain with you, a memory, a medal, an affirmation of your place among us, a resonance that will guide and console and challenge you for your lifetime. You have learned a profound truth about yourself and your capacity. You have cradled life in your arms and opened your heart to its meaning. By your doing and knowing, you will shoulder more than most. You are the finest example and inspiration. Trooper Donaldson, VC, I salute you.
The Prime Minister of Australia, the Honourable Kevin Rudd.
Trooper Mark Donaldson, VC, your beautiful wife Emma, and your wonderful, wonderful child, and distinguished Australians, one and all. Today, Trooper Mark Donaldson joins the ranks of Australian heroes, and his feat of arms, his feat under fire, now becomes the stuff of Australian legend. Today, Trooper Donaldson joins the ranks of Jacka, of Cutler, of Kingsbury, of so many who have earned this Medal of Gallantry, of Simpson, of Payne, and others who have been honoured over the years. He joins the ranks of our bravest and our finest. In the 153-year history of the Victoria Cross, fewer than 100 Australians have been awarded this highest military honour. And now Trooper Donaldson is one of them. Trooper Donaldson is the first Australian to receive this award in 40 years. Trooper Donaldson is the first in history to be awarded the Victoria Cross for Australia in the national form of this historic award that was established nearly 20 years ago. This award is not given lightly. This award has never been given lightly. The scroll on the Victoria Cross is inscribed with two simple words, but two most powerful words. Those words are "for valour." It is awarded in recognition of exceptional bravery, of extraordinary courage in the face of the enemy. What is courage? How is courage measured? The answer perhaps lies best with those who have known the profession of arms. General Sherman of the Union Army wrote as follows: "Courage is the perfect sensibility of the measure of danger and a mental willingness to endure it." And when I read Trooper Donaldson's citation from the Defence Force, and I read it, and I read it again, because this was courage writ large. It leapt from the page. Bear with me while I read part of it to you again. During the conduct of a fighting patrol, Trooper Donaldson was travelling in a combined Afghan, US and Australian vehicle convoy that was engaged by a numerically superior and entrenched coordinated enemy ambush. The ambush was initiated by a high volume of sustained machine gun fire, coupled with the effective use of rocket-propelled grenades. Such was the effect of the initiation that the combined patrol suffered numerous casualties, completely lost the initiative and became immediately suppressed. It was over 2 hours before the convoy was able to establish a clean break and move to an area free of enemy fire. In the early stages of the ambush, Trooper Donaldson reacted spontaneously to regain the initiative. He moved rapidly between alternate positions of cover, engaging the enemy with 66mm and 84mm anti-armour weapons, as well as his M4 rifle. During an early stage of the enemy ambush, he deliberately exposed himself to enemy fire in order to draw attention to himself and thus away from wounded soldiers. This selfless act alone brought enough time for those wounded to be moved to relative safety. And in reference to the saving of the interpreter, his movement, once identified by the enemy, drew intense and accurate machine gun fire from entrenched positions. Upon reaching the wounded coalition force interpreter, Trooper Donaldson picked up and carried him back to the relative safety of the vehicles and then provided immediate first aid before returning to the fight. On subsequent occasions during the battle, Trooper Donaldson administered medical care to other wounded soldiers whilst continuing to engage the enemy. In our workaday lives, that is the stuff of legend. It is the stuff of Australian legend. It is the spirit of Kokoda, where nobody is left behind. It is the spirit of Anzac. As the great C.W. Bean has written, "Anzac stood and still stands for reckless valour in a good cause, for enterprise, for resourcefulness, fidelity, comradeship, and endurance that will never own defeat." Mark, these men of Anzac would nod with a knowing pride of your achievements and your feats in the field of battle in Afghanistan. Within this last week, we have buried one of our best who lost his life in his country's name. And he is one of too many who have done the same, fighting for the values for which Australia stands in the distant mountains of Afghanistan. Many others still have been wounded, and I am fearful that there will be more. As a nation, we are proud of all of our men and women in uniform, for there is no higher honour than to wear the uniform of Australia. Trooper Donaldson, by your deeds, you honour your family. By your deeds, you honour the army. By your deeds, you honour the country. This country, Australia. At a time of national difficulty, You also speak to the nation's spirit in a way you may not yet understand. C.S. Lewis wrote, "Courage is not simply one of the virtues, but the form of every virtue at the testing point." Trooper Donaldson, you met the test, and you passed with flying colours. Trooper Donaldson, the nation salutes you, a man of valour, a man who consciously took the decision to place his own life in peril to save the lives of others. I salute you.
I now invite the Leader of the Opposition to endorse the Prime Minister's remarks, the Honourable Malcolm Turnbull.
Trooper Donaldson, on behalf of the Opposition, I'm honoured to warmly endorse the Prime Minister's remarks and salute you, Australia salutes you, for your outstanding act of valour. You wear that medal with such pride, Trooper, but Australia has so much pride in you. You have shown remarkable valour in a theatre, in a land where armies have marched and battled ever since the army of Alexander the Great fought its way through those hard hills and rocky valleys of Afghanistan 2,500 years ago. And you fought for freedom. You have been in the front line of the battle for freedom, the battle against terrorism, a battle we cannot lose and we will not lose because of brave men like you. At more than 2,500 years ago, and before Alexander, another great Greek soldier, Pericles, wrote or spoke, "Freedom is the sure possession of those alone who have the courage to defend it." Our freedom that we occasionally take for granted, but should never take for granted, depends on the valour of men and women of courage, men like you, and we thank you for it and we salute you for it. And you stand in a great line of courageous men who've served our country, who fought under our flag, wearing our uniform. As the Prime Minister said, there is no greater honour than wearing the uniform you wear today, serving this nation, and that is why we thank you from the bottom of our heart. You stand in a great line of courageous soldiers who've won the Victoria Cross. Keith Payne is here with us. Nearly 40 years ago, like you, he risked his life for others. Like you, wearing Australia's uniform under our flag, he stood up for the freedoms we enjoy. His courage made that possible. There is a poem written by another soldier called Tony Blake, who served in Vietnam with the Royal Australian Regiment. He wrote, "Here comes the rising sun, another night of duty loyally done. I am awake so others can sleep." Trooper, you risked your life so that others can live. You risked your life so that others can live in freedom. We salute you.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Chief of the Defence Force, Air Chief Marshal Angus Houston.
Your Excellencies, Prime Minister and Mrs. Raine, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, and most of all, Trooper Donaldson, your wife Emma, and members of the Donaldson family. This is a momentous occasion for the Australian Defence Force. As has already been said, it has been 40 long years since one of our own has been awarded this most esteemed and revered of honours. Today, the men and women of the Australian Defence Force stand united in our pride as one of our own is admitted into the most exclusive of military fraternities. Trooper Mark Donaldson has just been inducted into the ranks of those military personnel deemed to be the most gallant, the most heroic, the most devoted. He joins a band of brothers so admired for their valour that there are only 10 surviving members in the world today. Victoria Cross recipients are at the very core of the ethos from which our military identity has been forged. We in the modern Australian Defence Force strive to live up to the heroism and the values of the Victoria Cross recipients that have gone before us. That one of our current serving members is now among the ranks is a great source of pride for all of us. And Trooper Mark Donaldson is equal to them all. This young man performed an extraordinary act of supreme valour. As we honour this soldier today, I ask you to truly contemplate his selfless and courageous act of mateship and loyalty, not only to his fellow Aussie comrades, but to the Afghani interpreter whose life he undoubtedly saved. As the highest ranking member of the Australian Defence Force, there has been no current serving member that I salute. Until now. Though there is no statutory requirement, tradition holds that even the most senior officer will salute a Victoria Cross recipient as a mark of the utmost respect for their act of valour. It will be my great honour from this moment forth to salute Trooper Mark Donaldson, VC.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I suggest we all stand and give a round of applause to Mark Donaldson?